Well, I'm back. Get ready. Well, I'm back. Well, if you want shady, this is what I'll give you. Get ready. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me. So let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me. So this looks like a job for me. So everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. Well, I'm back. Get ready. Well, I'm back. Get ready.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys.
All right. So why don't you kind of give us a rundown of what happened? We're talking with Owen Schroyer from InfoWars. Are we recording you?
Yeah, we are. All right. So what are you pissed off most about right now?
Right now? I'm in a pretty good mood. I just woke up like an hour ago. I got nothing to be mad about right now. Come on, man. What? I haven't even barely looked at the news today, so what am I most angry about? I mean, I don't know.
Nothing.
I'll have to wait and find out. Yesterday, though, it was I was angry about a lot of things yesterday. I think yesterday I was the most upset about the fact that they want to make up – they want to make Donald Trump out to be some sort of criminal or bad actor because of the results of the Manafort and the Cohen cases yesterday. But if you listen to the War Room, I'm live 3 to 6 weekdays at Infowars.com/show. I broke it down. Over the last 10 years, the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and even going back to 1996 when the Chinese were caught illegally funneling money into the Democrat Party, the Democrat has been caught in campaign finance violations dozens of times to the tunes of millions of dollars. But they set out on a witch hunt against President Trump.
Right.
They threatened the jury. This is all mainstream news. They threatened the jury. They threatened the judge. And they get a confession. Now, Manafort, I imagine, is going to be pardoned, probably not before long. I don't know what the deal with Cohen is. But they spin this story and they say, look at Trump. He's bad. And they say he's bad by association. That's going to be what they're saying. Oh, look at the company he keeps. They don't care about that. Again, another total double standard. They're guilty of campaign finance. For example, I'm gonna mention people that have been caught and are guilty of campaign finance violations. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. Did you notice a name that I didn't put on there? Donald Trump.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're blaming him for campaign finance violations, even though he has not had any.
Right.
So that's what I was most upset about yesterday. I think let's wait. Let's wait and see what I'm more upset with today.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. One of our members is joining us. She's in Arkansas right now.
She's on a box on the screen.
Yeah, she's here. and
yes.
Let me see.
I completely agree. I think it's funny that CNN...
Can you hear her?
CNN always continues to complain that their freedom of speech is impeached by Trump not allowing them in. However, they're the ones pushing for this ban against Alex Jones. Is that correct?
Actually, that's funny that you would say that, because I just got off the phone with Alex literally right before I came on with you guys, and we were discussing this. And we're trying to figure out how we want to handle this, because somehow I'm able to, me personally, I'm able to stay away from the YouTube ban and the Facebook ban and the Twitter ban. I'm allowed to upload to YouTube. I'm allowed to go live on Facebook and Twitter. No one else at InfoWars is allowed to do that. So somehow I've been skirting that. But we know for a fact, it's now been confirmed by Jack Dorsey, that yes, it is CNN. It is CNN. It's the Brian Stelter. So We're kind of adapting to everything that's going on right now, but I don't know how to describe this. It's like, I think that, because we've had the Project Veritas videos, I think that there's certain people at these companies that hate Alex, hate our politics, and legitimately want to see us kicked off the internet. The only CEO of these companies that seems to be concerned with that is Jack Dorsey. Whether you take him at his word or not, that's up to you. But he's the only one that seems to be concerned about any bias at his company. But I think there's another thing happening now where whoever is calling us 500 times a day complaining about 500 videos. So I think there's a weird dynamic going on here where even perhaps the tech companies that are banning us are getting sick of Brian Stelter telling them what to do. So we're going to see what happens in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And what are your comments on Bernie Sanders' wife bankrupting that university?
Well, yeah, I mean, what, a communist gets control of any institution, it gets bankrupted. I don't know why anybody is surprised.
Why are we surprised about half of the shit that's going on, honestly, in the world? Like,
well, I mean, it's pretty crazy out there, so.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't know. It seems like everybody is just so easily offended, and I feel like that's part of the motivation behind trying to get, like, some of these alternative media sources, like, taken away or taken down.
Yeah,
like,
but being offended is a choice, and that's not grounds to, like, take someone's entire life off the internet completely.
No, it's not.
It should be an open forum.
Absolutely.
It's not a reason to circumvent the First Amendment.
Yeah, I think they're using cyberbullying as kind of a way to curtail free speech on the internet. Say, oh, you know, you just did a segment about Brian Stelter looking like Pennywise. That's cyberbullying. So you have to be removed from the platform. And Brian Stelter goes and complains about that video. So,
right.
But it's like, if we're logical people here. Okay, you know, I think that's our frustration, is that why can't we just act like adults again? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's act like adults. Brian Stelter, dude, like, really, you're like a 40-year-old man, okay? You've got a show on CNN. Really, you're going to sit here and cry about some other host making fun of you? It's really sad. Like, when I hear about people Kenneth Vogel, he plays the voicemail of the threat that he got, which I think is probably fake, but maybe it's real. Dude, I get death threats all the time. I don't even enjoy going on air and bitching about it. I don't even show the text or anything. I don't care. It's like, of course, I'm not surprised that there's people out there that hate me. I'm not going to try to shut them down. So I think it's just a level of, on their part, like Brian Stelter, I think they have a inferiority complex. They can't stand the fact that we're actually beating them in the ratings and then beating them politically. So he cries bully and tries to get us shut down.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys continue to cite sources, which is what is one of the greatest things about InfoWars, is you guys do cite sources, whether we choose to look at those sources or not, that's kind of on us.
Well, and what's the biggest difference, and I think this is also something that the general population is getting aware of, what's the biggest difference when it comes to covering other media outlets between InfoWars and CNN or anybody that covers Alex Jones? So the media has created this mysterious element around Alex Jones. And so a lot of people that have never heard of Alex Jones or never listened to Alex Jones, over time they keep hearing his name and how he's bad and everything. And so they build up this boogeyman. And so then it's like the conclusion of a horror film. You keep hearing about the boogeyman, you keep seeing flashes of the boogeyman, but you've never seen his face, you don't really know what he looks like, you really don't even know what he said, you just hear what everyone is saying about the boogeyman. So it's the boogeyman, he's bad. And so everyone's kind of interested now, a little curious, and now it's the conclusion of the film, we're taking down the boogeyman, we're shutting down Alex Jones. And so there's been this buildup for the conclusion of the film where they're about to censor Alex Jones, the boogeyman. And so everyone's on the edge of their seat, and they're eating their popcorn, and they say, Alex Jones said he wants to shoot the media with his battle rifle. And so people who are interested in this are sitting there like, oh my gosh, yes, yeah. And they're eating their popcorn, and then they move on, and the average individual is like, well, wait a second, where's the clip? Where is the clip? And so they're sitting here, and they keep hearing about the boogeyman and how bad he is and everything he says and does. And it reaches a certain point, like in a movie, you keep hearing about the bad guy, seeing the bad guy's foot, seeing the bad guy's toe, seeing the bad guy's shadow, but you never actually see the bad guy. Show me the bad guy. So people are now, they're like, Why won't you show me what he said? Show me the clips. And I think that they're getting angry with it now, and they're starting to catch on and realize, wow, maybe what they said about Alex Jones was a lie. And so then what happens on our end? I don't tell you how pathetic.
Due to technical difficulties, the video feed briefly stopped recording. This is in no way an attempt to censor or edit out our guests' views and opinions. Thank you, Weird Thinking.
It's more compacted, but it's a lot more powerful. So they're going to have to build thousands of new 5G towers because the reach isn't as far and more people are coming on. So what I'm afraid of is that, like I said, in 20 to 50 years, you're going to have an environment where there's so much radio wave activity going on that the doctors are going to have to come out and say, look, our environment's carcinogenic. I mean, just walking around, I mean, I have an EMF meter. I never completed this report. I've got a bunch of B-roll. Maybe someday I'll put it together. But I went out and went to cell phone towers, went to neighborhoods by cell phone towers, went to hospitals by cell phone towers, went to schools by cell phone towers. And according to the measurements that I got and the official, you know, word from the government that says this is how much you can endure before it's considered carcinogenic, you're pretty much walking around in a carcinogenic environment probably at least 10% of your day. Yeah. If you're in a hospital by a cell tower, half of your day. If you're in a school, which actually the schools are worse now because they have these the wireless hubs, which everybody knows it's your wireless hub that you can get you. Those things are worse. Now, luckily, again, those are very short range. So as soon as you get like 5 to 10 feet away from your cell phone hub, it's not considered carcinogenic. But, you know, once these are everywhere and it's trendy to take a chip or it's trendy to upload your brain to a machine, that's my biggest fear for the future is that it's basically going to be like upload your brain to a machine or you're going to die because you're a human. So that's my biggest fear. People may think that's crazy, but I think when I think transhumanism, it's when humans actually physically merge with machine. I mean, some people could say we're there, I guess theoretically, because like you said, I mean, all three of you are on your cell phone right now. I've got my cell phone right here. I'm connected with you on Skype on a cell phone. So we're already connected, but we're not physically connected. We're not dependent. That to me is when transhumanism really, really kicks in, is when we're actually physically dependent on this technology, which I think we're just one step away from.
So do you think that the EMF sicknesses are real? I was watching Afflicted on Netflix, and so I was like...
Oh, they're real.
Yeah.
No, they're real.
I mean, it's...
I've heard it, and I would even say I knew it, but when I actually went out with my meter and got the measurements, it was shocking. In fact, if you want, I'll go grab it right now and I'll show you. I guarantee you that both of us are sitting in a carcinogenic environment right now. In fact, give me 1 minute. I'll go grab it right now. Watch
this. Okay. Because I believe that shit. For real.
Just watching Afflicted, why are we the same person?
Because we're always the same person. Yay! Chainsaw and Rocket. But yeah, I was watching it too, and like there's like an isolated area in, I think, Maine, if I remember correctly, but, like, this lady had to go there just to be completely away from cell phone.
All right.
But, I mean, some of these people were pretty kooky.
Yeah, no, I know.
So here's my EMF reader. I got it from EMF Fields, emfieldsolutions.com. This is the best one I could find. So let me fire it up here. But I guarantee you that, I guarantee you we're all in a carcinogenic environment right now. Yeah, so I'm literally peaking right now. Look at this.
Jeez. Wow.
This is the environment number right here. So that's actually not as bad as I thought. That's pretty bad. This is I'm considered in a carcinogenic environment right now. Now the reader is actually on this side. So when I point it at the cell phone, you can see. But you can see. I mean, look at this.
That's high.
And if I go here, watch this. I'll put my cell phone behind it, and you'll watch it blast off even more.
Yep.
Watch.
Alex Jones.
As soon as you put your cell phone up to these things, or you put it to or anything that's doing any activity or a phone call, like watch. I'll make a phone call, and it'll just blast off.
Oh, my gosh. Are you calling?
So it's.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So you're basically, I mean, that's considered a carcinogenic environment right there. And you're sitting in it
world.
And you're sitting in it all the time. So that's my biggest concern for the future right there.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, I'm back. Get ready. Well, I'm back. Well, if you want Sadie, this is what I'll give you. Get ready. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me. So let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so bad.